Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Colorado. Yeah, welcome to Colorado. Yay, Rachel's got all thumbs up. Welcome to Call to Freedom. I don't know why that just blurted right out. I haven't mentioned Colorado today, I don't think. And I was writing down notes. I have to go to a store and get all kinds of different labels and stuff. So I was writing them down so I would remember them. I don't know if you're like me, but five minutes after I think about doing something, then I forget about it if I don't write it down. So I want you to know that the hand that helps others also touches the heart of God. Every blessing we extend blesses Him. Every caring act honors Him. Every loving expression pleases Him. It absolutely does. Not only is He pleased when we praise and worship Him, but when we are reaching out and expressing our love to others, that pleases Him. That's what Darren strived to do when he came on board on radio at KLT in 1982, to touch people's hearts and lives and heal their broken hearts. There's a lot of broken hearts out there, folks. And I want to say that as we are developing the website, freedomstreet.org, you can click and download teaching series that you may read it and say, oh, that would bless George. Or, oh, I think Helen would really appreciate this teaching, and download it and send it to them. What a gesture. What a sweet, kind gesture that would be. And you can do that. You can go to freedomstreet.org. You can download the newsletter. You can download teachings that are on there, and just click on resources and see and hear radio. I wish you could see. No, I don't. I have a face for radio and hear radio every day. And it's just wonderful to be live every day, Monday through Thursday, so I can know what's going on, even in this world. I had a precious friend today say, thank you for trying to explain the situation with Greenland. Yeah, we want to know those things, and we want to know them in a vernacular that's a little more homespun. Some of these people, they talk with such a high fluent language. I mean, it's English, but boy, I don't understand all those words. I was raised on a farm. Hello. So it's wonderful to know that we can enjoy each other and love each other and continue to appreciate each other in so many ways. I did want to tell you that on the radio, some of you have been listening at 10:15 at night, and that's going to be changed to 9 o'clock, because there's going to be a prayer, a kind of an experiment for Crawford. They're going to try to introduce a prayer time around the time that my 10:15 was. So I'm going to 9 o'clock at night. So if you don't hear me at 10:15, it's because I'm on now at 9 o'clock, and I hope you get that message. And you can also go to freedomstreet.org and donate. I appreciate it so much. Kimberly, I appreciate what you're doing for the ministry and in our lives. It's just wonderful. God bless you and keep you strong during this time. And Kimberly, I heard it was cold down in Broken Arrow in Tulsa.
It is cold here. I think maybe that's why you were welcoming me to Colorado at the top of the hour here. You,
okay.
Welcome to Colorado. I think it's warmer there than it is here, so I would be okay with coming back up there. Can I come next week?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll try to put that in my travel plans.
You know, your bed is always ready, and you wash your own sheets, so
I did that when I left, right? So
yeah,
it's all ready.
It's all ready.
I love that you're talking about how the hand that helps others touches the heart of God. And the way that we see others helping us, the way that we help others, we're receiving from God. We are His body, you know? We were made in the image of God.
Yes.
And I love your memory verse for this week from Matthew 28:20. I was reading it in a lot of different versions. And I read the whole thing. I don't know if you were really specifically looking at the last part of the verse.
For friends that are listening, yes, I was just really acknowledging the fact that God will be with them, whatever situation they get into. So, but I love the 17 through 19, yeah, before you get to verse 20. Yeah, it's good.
Right. And really, I was just looking at all of verse 20. It says, "Teach them to follow all I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That's Jesus talking. Jesus is telling his disciples, these are his very last words to his disciples, and he's telling them to teach others, to practice all that he has commanded, and to never forget that he is staying with them. He's staying with us.
Yes.
Every day, all your days, day after day after day after day. Even to the end of the age, right up to the very end.
Mm-hmm. I remember, I'm sure you do, Kimberly, although, boy, you were at such a spiritual level, even as a little girl. And I was just kind of wavering back and forth. And I remember the times that I'd walk out of church and I'd forgot what was spoken about because my mind was on other things that I had to get done that day or have lunch with someone or whatever. But I'm sure that's the thing about a lot of us when we start out on our journey of getting to know God, that we're like in first grade. We're learning the alphabet
all the time.
Well, and we're learning the alphabet and just the numbers. One plus one equals two. And then when you get to junior high, then you're studying algebra. So that's the same way it is growing up with God.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So you're bringing up math, and that caused me to remember a statistic that I heard that one out of every three people in this younger generation that's alive right now, one out of every three believe that it's okay to resolve a conflict with violence.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've seen
it. And I was thinking about that ratio, one out of three, that's a third. You know, where have we heard that ratio before in the Bible? Wasn't it a third of the angels that fell?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was one out of three that decided they wanted to resolve this a violent way. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I love how many things in the Bible reflect, or how many things on this planet reflect the stories that we read in the Bible. They kind of go hand in hand with each other. And when we see that and we know that God is in everything, I do believe that if any small thing in this world matters, even if any large thing matters, if anything matters, then everything matters.
Mm-hmm.
You might need to just sit and think about that for a moment.
Yeah.
Because if any one thing does matter to us, if it holds weight, if it's meaningful, then everything is meaningful. And I'll never forget when I first discovered, when my eyes were good enough that I could look at snowflakes and I could see them close up and I could see every single tiny little part of a snowflake, or the small flowers, really tiny flowers that have so much detail to them. I remember being able to see that, you know, with my eyes or just get out a magnifying glass and really look closely. Realizing that those details were all put in place by a grand and awesome designer who wanted us to discover them.
Yes.
He wanted us to see those details, and he wanted us to receive joy in those details. And he really is with us in those details. He is with us in the big things and the small.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are being made into his image, and he's leaving us little notes all over the place to remind us, I'm still here, and you are made for me.
Yes.
You're made in my image.
Yes. Small little things, Kimberly. God loves to be so involved. He's like a mother, a helicopter mother, you know, always circling over and getting involved. But you were talking about one of Levi's biggest desires, one thing that he missed now that his brother and sisters are out of the house, is no more no more of the family meals around the table.
He misses the meal time with
yes,
the family.
Yes. And you were saying how his birthday week, just this past week, he got to see his sisters and his brother. And Hannah, tell a little bit about Hannah when you were teaching, homeschooling them, and what Hannah did.
Oh, yeah, my oldest daughter, you know, she just was willing to just step in and be kind of a third parent. She, you know, with dad working all day long and me trying to do the schooling for all four of them, she was able to step in and help in a lot of areas. And I just love that about her. I think you're the one that said that you have a memory of her making little quesadillas for everybody else.
Yes, yes.
You remember her standing at the stove when you came to visit. And she's like, hey, I'll make quesadillas. And so she just would step in and do that. She just has a gift for that.
And last week you said when she came for Levi's birthday, which Levi loves her. He's gone up there two or three times now to Fargo, but you said that you even saw that during his birthday week, that she would get up and do things for them or get things for them because she still had that innate, I would call it a gift, that mercy person, that giving person. Yes. Oh, so
sure.
Good.
And just stepping in, and being involved and, even taking over in a sentence in describing something when I started to describe, she would just, oh, let me. And she would describe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So being able to work together as a body, you know what? I remember many years ago, if she would interrupt like that, I would be like, hang on, you're interrupting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And maybe I would be offended by that, you know? So being able to look at it now and go, okay, I'm not at all offended by that.
That's right.
Want to hear her perspective. Mm-hmm. I want her to step into this place.
Yeah.
I love that for her. I love it for me. I love it for everyone else who's listening.
Yeah. There's not just one way to look at anything. There are several perspectives. It's like a spectrum, several ways of looking at something. And we've gotten into such a rut of, no, it's this way or the highway, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not always true.
It's not at all. Oh. It's not at all.
No, well, not at all. No.
Not even a little bit. There are so many individuals. There are so many individuals in this life, this world, and each one unique, each one gifted, and being able to just enjoy the gifts. Now, that can be hard when you're watching the news.
Mm-hmm.
It can be really hard to enjoy the gifts of some of the leaders that have been put in place and to be okay with it's hard to be okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to look at some of what the news is showing us and say, God, are you really still with us here? Because this is hard. This hurts.
Yes.
And some of the decisions that have been made appear to be incredibly hurtful. I say appear. They are. It hurts. You know what? I was thinking about that and praying over our country and praying over our leaders, praying over some of the elections that will be happening this coming November, just praying ahead of time, you know? Mm-hmm. And as I was praying, I realized there is no surgery that doesn't hurt. You know, there's not any surgery that can be done that doesn't have any damage to
That's right. Unless you're totally under the needle you're totally out.
Even if you're under anesthesia, you are going to experience damage.
You're going to wake up to pain. Yeah.
Whatever skin is cut, whatever laser it has done the burn, whatever, there has to be recovery from a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of us will benefit from looking at that scenario and realizing, okay, the surgery is necessary. We need it. And we're going to trust that our God will be the surgeon and will be the healer.
Yes.
And that he will do the very best for our communities, for our leaders, for our country, that he will, that we trust him, that he is good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of being made in his image that it's actually impossible for humans to, I really mean this, it's impossible. It's impossible for humans to be forgiving, mm-hmm. to be blameless, meaning you're not going to blame anybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to point fingers. You're not, because when we get uncomfortable and when we're hurting, we automatically blame.
Well, I know.
We automatically blame ourselves for doing something the wrong way, you know, like stepping wrong off of a step. Okay, well, that was my fault. Now I'm hurt, you know.
Yep.
So the blame starts happening.
Yep. That just this weekend with the loss from the Bronco team, we see replacements. We see Lombardi, who was fired, I guess you could say it.
I haven't even heard this news because I'm not from Colorado. So,
but across the nation,
somebody blamed, right?
That's right. And across, somebody has to take the blame. And that's what we've done. We've been creatures of habits. And even across the nation, all these football teams that lost, they're firing their coaches and their managers. And I almost laughed out loud when I saw how many have been fired or replaced because they gotta blame somebody, Kimberly. Yeah.
Wow. So when we think of ourselves as humans, as being made in the image of God, God himself chose to take the blame off of us.
Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Oh.
That is an impossible human thing to do.
That's right.
And we, not being able to do it, we need God's help in doing that. So if we want to become like him, it's okay to feel the anger. It's okay to feel the rage, to feel the need to blame, to point a finger. It's okay to want to fix something. That's okay. Mm-hmm. But I do believe we need to go another step and say, Lord, make me like you. I don't even know how you're going to do it, but I want that. That's what I want. And that's all we need to say. That's all we need to pray. That's all we need to confess, mm-hmm. is that we want to be like him.
Yes.
So when we confess that, we're actually opening up a whole new, I don't know, wow, just now saying that, I said it in my mind, it was like opening a whole new book of blank pages for him to write a brand new story.
Yeah.
Oh, and you said opportunities, right?
Yeah.
But it's just all brand new opportunities because we're finally taking our grasp off of it and saying, I don't need to control this and make it look the way I want it to look. I let go. I open my hands and I say, God, you have your way.
Yes.
Do it your way because your way is better. And that is our way of joining Jesus in praying for ourselves, praying for others. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right now. He sees our struggles and our heartbreak, and he is praying. Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20 says, blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden. He feels our burdens. He sees our struggles. He sees us when we're crushed and broken, and he bears those burdens. He feels it with us, and he takes that to Father God and is interceding and praying. We want to be like that.
Yes.
We want to be people like that because we are made in his image. That is the whole point, is to be like him. We cannot make ourselves like him. We're too small for that.
Even when we're in a big mess and we don't want anybody to know it, that we owe $50,000 that we've been gambling or whatever. We don't want anybody to know it. We don't want God to know it. And we're in a huge mess. God wants to come alongside Kimberly and mm-hmm. show us that he loves us no matter what the mess. And like That's yesterday, right. I said, you know, we want to plan for rain, but we got to deal with the mud. That's true. Mm. That's true. Yes. Yeah.
It is. And that's where the work is done. Now, what work are we talking about? You know, because we have our own goals, our own visions and ideas, our own dreams. And that's the work to us. But what about God's dream and his goal? It's bigger. It's a lot bigger than ours. Mm-hmm. And when we think about his dream and his plan, it's he decided he wanted to work it out in the dirt. When he created us humans, he reached down into
the dirt
to form
us.
You know, so it is about the dirt, you know, and the dirt, it's muddy, it's messy, it's muddy. And God daily bears our burdens with us. He did not leave us in the dirt alone. Mm-hmm. He stayed with us. He is still with us. When he sent his son, Jesus, that name is Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Emmanuel means. So he has never, ever left us in this dirt. Those stories of betrayal, those stories of rejection, those stories of being fired and replaced, like you're talking about these coaches, those stories are not just our stories. They're his. He is the one that humankind has rebelled against. Mm-hmm. He is the one where people have said, you know what? I don't even want to believe a God. You're fired. I want to replace you. I don't like how you're running the world. And people get so mad, and then they don't remember how good he really is.
Yes.
But God is to us a God of deliverance. That's what Psalm 68 says. Mm-hmm. Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20, again, starts out saying, blessed be the Lord who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation. God is to us a God of deliverance. And to God the Lord belongs escapes from death,
yes.
escapes from
yes.
ruin, escapes from being completely obliterated. He is the one who gives us those escapes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're thinking about the statistics that 1 out of 3 thinks that it's okay to resolve a conflict with violence, the other 2 out of 3 that maybe don't believe that, we hope that's where they're landing, that they believe there is a more peaceful way, a better way, a way where we can find rest. Those other 2, hopefully that's you listening today. Hopefully you're one of those 2
yes.
that believes that there is a better way, another way that's not just fighting, that's not violent, but that fights by being at rest, that fights by praying and saying peace to the storm and shouting grace to the mountain.
Yes.
And really, the mountain is a mountain of feelings. It's a mountain of emotions. That's how I see the mountain lately, that we all have emotions. We all have feelings that start becoming enraged when we hear the news and when we see someone being fired that we didn't want to see fired, you know?
Yes. Yes.
When we see that stuff and hear that stuff, that's when it feels like our feelings are going to go out of control. But just calm down, take a breath and say, all right, do I believe that God is good? He is a God of deliverance. He is a God who daily bears our burdens. He is the Lord who provides escapes
yes.
for us.
Yes.
Oh, when we look at him that way and we believe that he has said, I am with you and I will stay with you to the end of it all, day after day after day. Mm-hmm. You're not in this mess by yourself, but I will remain with you. Then we can look to him and say, okay, you are good. I have chosen to believe you are good. You know, don't go with your feelings that want to rage and blame. Take the blame off and choose to be blameless.
Yes.
Be without blame and don't blame God. Don't blame others, but give that to God and say, make me like you. That is what's going to affect the other one third, the other one third that might want the conflict and the violence. When we sit down and pray and believe for peace and speak grace, that will affect their hearts. Their hearts will be softened and changed.
Mm-hmm. You say that, and Kimberly, it reminds me of the people that say to me, and they've said to me and probably to you, I didn't choose to be born. It's like, two people got together and had sex and here I am. And God says, I chose you. When they say, you didn't choose me. I didn't choose myself to be born. God is saying, I hope I can say this. God is saying, but I chose you. I chose you and I'm appointing you to go forth and bear fruit. So important that we realize God is the one who directs us and plans all that our life is.
Right. This is his fairy tale.
Yes.
This is his story that he is writing to have a best friend and a perfect partner. And that's you. Mm-hmm. That's you who are listening today. And he has chosen you to be that perfect partner. That's an amazing story. That's incredible to think about. And so just coming alongside and saying, you know what? I want that. Mm-hmm. I do want that to be your best friend and your perfect partner, Lord. Make me like you. Amen. Complete what you are doing. Oh, there's so much more to say, and I know we ran out of time today.
Well, there's tomorrow. There's tomorrow, Kimberly. So the Lord willing, we'll see you at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
For listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in